ZTC.
This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky vowed on Friday to stay in Kyiv as troops battled Russian forces who are advancing toward the capital in the biggest attack on a European state since World War II. An estimated 100,000 people have fled their homes in Ukraine as explosions and gunfire rocked major cities. President Zelensky said in a video on social media late Thursday that 137 civilians and military personnel have been killed so far in the Russian invasion of his country. He said hundreds more have been wounded. He also said in the same video, "The enemy has marked me down as the number one target." He said Russia wants to destroy Ukraine politically by destroying the head of state, but he vowed to remain in Kyiv despite Russia's advance. Zelensky has reportedly mobilized the entire army to defend against the Russian invasion. NATO leaders are due to meet Friday to talk about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The alliance has activated its defense plans for member states in the region. Lithuania, a NATO member, declared a state of emergency Thursday and ordered its army to deploy along its border with Belarus. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg on Thursday called Russia's attack a grave breach of international law. He said NATO will do all it takes to protect and defend all allies. Ukraine is not a NATO member, although a 2019 amendment to its constitution says it is committed to becoming a NATO member. Putin has demanded that the West disavow Ukraine's membership in NATO. Western nations have refused. For more news, please join us at our website.